Get more on the city's economic forecast. Controller Scott Stringer is joining us. Thanks for being with us, Mr. Stringer. Last I heard, you were talking about a hit of as much as $6 billion to tax revenues. Is that still the number?
We are in a fiscal crisis right now. We've actually revised our budget estimates. We're now seeing a $4.2 to $6 billion budget deficit as it relates to loss of tax revenue. And in real terms, that could mean a hole in the city budget of $1.5 billion. So we are betting big that the federal stimulus package will give enough relief to state and local governments. We need at least $250 billion nationwide, if not more. We need direct cash payment for workers in the city. We've got to hold on to our city workforce because they're the front line of all that we're doing in terms of providing relief for New Yorkers. But we have to maintain a strong budget and a strong city economy, and that's been shut down right now.
Well, Mr. Stringer, how has that changed now that the governor has ordered all non-essential people to work from home?
Well, I happen to think that's important. My office has been working remotely for over 10 days now, and we can get this done. The reason that's important is we have to stop social engagement. We have to do social separation. I know it's not easy for people, but it's the only way we're going to reduce the virus caseload. Having said that, we obviously see a loss of revenue because Broadway shut down, restaurants are shut down, our small businesses are basically shut down. So the city that never sleeps is taking a long nap when it comes to the economy. That is why we're seeing loss of tax revenue of between $4.2 and $6 billion. We have to be mindful that we need a strategy for plugging this $1.5 billion city budget hole. We're going to have to work with Governor Cuomo, and we're going to have to ensure that our people are protected so we can give resources to those struggling in the city.
Right. Now, I know the governor just said from the Javits Center that, of course, you know, health care is a priority right now, not the economics. But you're the guy who has to deal with the economics of it. So what is the best way to help with the budget? Is it telling all non-essential city agencies to also belt tighten?
We've got to do a couple of things. First, we've got to put as much pressure as we can to get a federal stimulus package that will help jumpstart our economy. That's the biggest thing we can do. But we also can help ourselves. City commissioners should start doing exercises that look at waste and fat within city agencies. That could realize $1 billion. And that means we would protect people, especially people who we would lay off, and we can protect their jobs and they can continue to feed their families if we look for the waste right now. I've suggested that to the city. I'll keep pushing that. So part of what we have to do is New York City has to step up. Most importantly, the federal government must give us the resources we need. And look, the governor right now is literally expanding a health care system, not in a matter of years, not in a matter of months, but in a matter of days from the Javits Center and other locations, because our first job as a government is to protect our most vulnerable, the people who have this virus, who need medical assistance. That has to be our first priority. And then we have to also keep in mind that our economy is important as well, because that's the way we're going to continue to help people who are homeless or people who don't have jobs and people who are going to need direct cash payment. It really comes down to money in the budget.
All right. Scott Stringer, thank you so much for being with us live on 1010 Winds. We certainly appreciate your time. And Stringer, thank you.